WKJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Checking sports this morning in Major League Baseball playoff action last night, the Yankees and Red Sox rivalry, well, that's about to heat up again. The Bronx Bombers were able to advance to the American League Division Series as they whipped the Oakland A's 7-2 last night, setting up a meeting with the Red Sox. Aaron Judge opened the scoring with a homer, and Giancarlo Stanton capped the Yankees' offense with a solo blast as New York won the American League wildcard game for the second straight year. Judge put New York ahead by belting a two-run homer off A's starter Liam Hendricks, two batters into the bottom of the first. The Yankees padded their lead in the sixth as Aaron Hicks laced an RBI double and scored on Luke Voit's two-run triple. Didi Gregorius followed with a sacrifice fly later in the inning. Stanton added an eighth-inning homer, putting an exclamation point on his postseason debut. Yank starter Luis Severino carried a no-hitter into the fifth before allowing back-to-back singles to open the inning, ending his night. Winning pitcher Dellin Betances followed Severino and got three quick outs, fanning Chris Davis to end that threat. The A's have dropped their last eight winner-take-all postseason games since winning Game 7 of the 1973 World Series. The Yankees-Red Sox series opens up Friday at Fenway Park. Chicago Cubs infielder Addison Russell has accepted a 40-game suspension for violating Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced the ban and said MLB had completed its investigation into the accusations made by his ex-wife. The punishment includes the 11 regular season games he missed after being placed on administrative leave September 21st. Barring any postponements, he'll be eligible to return on May 3rd against St. Louis. News of the suspension came as Cubs President of Baseball Operations Theo Epstein said Joe Maddon will return for a fifth season as the manager. Epstein says there are no ongoing discussions about an extension for Maddon. The Cubs won the 2016 World Series under Maddon to end a 108-year drought. They compiled the National League's second-best record this season but failed to advance to the division series. The Baltimore Orioles are changing managers following one of the worst seasons in Major League history. Buck Showalter has been let go after 8-plus seasons and a 669-684 record. Showalter led the club to 3 playoff appearances after taking over in August of 2010, but the front office felt a change in the dugout was necessary after the Birds went 47-115 and finished 61 games behind the AL East-leading Red Sox. The 115 losses are tied for the fourth most in modern big league history. Showalter is second on the Orioles' all-time list for victories, but he leaves with a losing record despite entering the season 53 games over 500. The O's also fired Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations Dan Duquette. He joined the Orioles in November of 2011 and put together a team that ended a franchise record run of 14 straight losing seasons by reaching the playoffs in 2012. Well, the price of qualifying offers for Major League Baseball free agents will be $17.9 million this year, up $700,000 from last year. That figure is determined by the average of the top 125 Major League contracts this year by average annual value. A qualifying offer can be made through the fifth day after the World Series, and a player has a week after that to accept. This year's class could include Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Michael Brantley, Nelson Cruz, and Dallas Keuchel. The 2016 qualifying offers were $15.8 million. Iowa's first road game of the season, Saturday at Minnesota, will be a chance for junior safety Amani Hooker to go home. The Twin Cities native is coming off a season-high 11 tackles at a loss to Wisconsin.
I mean, got to treat it like any other week. Don't want to get too, you know, up and my energy up and, like, worried about and performing my best. I mean, I just go out every day. Every practice, look at all the tendencies they're trying to do to us as a defense and just execute and compete.
Junior quarterback Nate Stanley says the battle for Floyd of Rosedale always adds more emotion.
Every game in the Big Ten is a big game for us, no matter who we're playing, especially when there's a trophy on the line, you know, adds that intensity to the game. So, you know, really just looking forward to, you know, getting back out there on the field after a week off.
Senior safety Jake Gervais says the bye week allowed the veteran players to get a little rest.
But at the same time, we worked on a lot of fundamentals with the younger guys, so helped bring those guys along a little bit. And because, you know, later in the season, they're going to be in there at some point, whether it's due to injury or stepping up and filling a role. So, like I said, for the older guys, just rest up a little bit, but bring some of those younger guys along and work on the fundamentals over the last week or so.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on KJAN. It's a 2:30 kickoff. Up at Minneapolis, 12:30 pregame start time. Iowa, Minnesota this Saturday here on the radio. Iowa State quarterback Zeb Noland says improvement begins in practice. The Cyclones are 1-3, and the offense ranks 122nd nationally heading into this week's game at Oklahoma State.
Not setting ourselves short of anything and just continuing to make every play we possibly can. If we don't make it, go back and repeat it and not expect to, not make it in practice and then expect to just make some miraculous happen in a game. So I think that's where we need to get better.
The challenge this week is going up against an Oklahoma State defense that leads the country in sacks.
Then we just got to get the ball out of my hand. I know the O-line and the running backs that are in protection will do a great job this week preparing for what they'll bring. I said they got a new D coordinator, so it's kind of hard to see, what their tendencies are. But I know we'll do a great job and we'll be ready for this week.
It's a much different story for the Iowa State defense, which ranks 31st in the country. The chore this week is slowing down a Cowboy offense that combines a good ground game with big plays in the passing game.
The hardest thing is, getting your run-pass read, but then staying deep enough in coverage. So, it forces you to be very eye-disciplined. That's probably the hardest thing. And then, when you are in pass coverage, you got to maintain your leverage and depth.
That's sophomore safety Greg Eisworth. The Cyclone defense has done a good job of limiting explosive plays.
I think a lot of it is knowing the little things, details, personnel, what the offense is trying to do on that particular situation. And I think that a lot of that has come together from, starts with our coaches, and then it trickles down through the players, us just coming together as a defense.
That Cyclone matchup with Oklahoma State, that kicks off at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Well, the banged-up Atlanta Falcons finally have some good news on the injury front. Running back Devontae Freeman has been cleared to play after missing three games with a sore right knee. Freeman has been the Falcons' leading rusher the last three seasons and should give the team an offensive boost for Sunday's game against the Steelers. Meanwhile, Atlanta's defense will be without four starters versus Pittsburgh. Coach Dan Quinn says defensive tackle Grady Jarrett will be held out with an ankle sprain suffered late in last week's loss to Cincinnati. Atlanta is already without starting safeties Keanu Neal, Ricardo Allen, due to season-ending injuries, as well as linebacker Deion Jones, who's out at least 8 weeks. The Rams have signed kicker Cairo Santos this week instead of rushing all-pro Greg Zuerlein back from injury. Zuerlein isn't quite ready to return from a groin injury, but the Rams weren't happy with Sam Finken after he missed two of his three field goal attempts in last Thursday's win over the Vikings. The Raiders have placed right tackle Donald Penn on injured reserve with a groin injury. The three-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman was hurt in the third quarter of Sunday's overtime win against the Browns. Linebacker Vontaze Burfict has rejoined the Bengals after completing a four-game ban for violating the NFL's policy on performance enhancers. Burfict practiced on Wednesday and is expected to play Sunday against the Dolphins. Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson will not be suspended by the league for two arrests in an eight-month span. The league says it completed its investigation into the incidents and the matter has been addressed and no suspension is being issued. Well, the National Hockey League season dropped the puck last night, and the defending Stanley Cup champions, Washington, got to raise a banner and then celebrate a big win as Washington beat Boston 7-0. Also, Vancouver beat Calgary 5-2, Anaheim over San Jose 5-2, and a couple of overtime games. Edmonton beat Cologne 4-3 last night, while Toronto beat Montreal 3-2. On opening night. And in golf, Brooks Koepka says he's heartbroken to hear a woman struck by his tee shot at the Ryder Cup might lose vision in her right eye. Koepka's wild tee shot on the sixth hole at Le Golf National hit Corinne Rimaud in the head last Friday. According to French media reports, doctors say she's lost sight and she is considering legal action. Koepka says his stomach sank when he learned of her condition upon arriving at the Dunhill Links Championship. Koepka says he's trying to reach out to the woman. Koepka also says he and Dustin Johnson did not have an argument or a fight during a party after the Ryder Cup. He says the two have never raised their voice at each other. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.